Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not listening to this podcast, be sure to check out one of our others, like this one, The Grave Talks. Every week, I talk with individuals who've been affected quite intimately and personally by the supernatural. We hear their stories one-on-one in our conversations. In fact, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's two new episodes of The Grave Talks. And if you like it, just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Today on The Grave Talks, a three-part interview with Aaron G. Thompson about the AI of the afterlife. Aaron Thompson sees the world of the paranormal in a very different and compelling light than most others as an afterlife researcher. For over 20 years, he's taken a very scientific approach to better understand the supernatural, yet an approach that doesn't dismiss any belief system, but rather seems to meld everything together in a way that just makes sense. We last spoke right before the pandemic of 2020. Today, he joins us again for a three-part conversation about the afterlife.
How was reception on that? I think I reached out to you at one point because I was looking for when you drop it because all the craziness started happening.
It was great. I mean, it was one of those things. A lot of people kind of started going to podcasts even more during the pandemic, even though their routines were kind of mixed up. But a lot of people found that our conversation very interesting. And there were so many things in that conversation. And I just listened to it again just to kind of refresh myself because it's been a couple of years. It was like, oh, there were so many concepts in there that I have brought up over the last 2 years to other guests that you had kind of, I guess, would say enlightened me on. And just angles of the ghost family tree that I'd never really considered. Things like the idea of us creating our own ghosts, of the energy of itself creating its own almost intelligence. And those are all areas I'd love to dive deeper into on today's show, because some of those things were things that we touched on in the last couple of parts. But it was very, very fascinating. And I'm very curious to hear from you. It's been about 2 years. We've gone through a global pandemic since we last talked. What has research life been like for you over the last, 2 years?
It's interesting because it kind of put us all in a different place, you know, over the last 2 years, right when the pandemic started, and of course, I guess post start of that. Everyone, it kind of rocked everyone's world. For me specifically, I decided to get off of social media quite a bit, and I found a lot of peace with that and just kind of keep it in the hustle. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean I didn't stop the research.
Yeah.
I'm trying to coin the phrase because, you know, some people are like, oh, hey, well, welcome back. Good to hear from you. You know, and I'm kind of popping up here and there on social media again. Mm-hmm. I'm like, guys, you know, I glow in the dark. Come on, let's, you know, coin the phrase like, hey, I'm still moving, even if I'm silent. So yeah, it's been interesting. I just took my research a lot more personal, less documented. I just kind of wanted to get, you know, my practice in gear. And I knew at one point I'll be able to start documenting this again on a more secure, I guess, level. But yeah, I just hustled with everything that life has to offer, and including, of course, afterlife research, which I did a couple. I did a documentary. It was a YouTube show, and it was received really well. And that was about the end of 2020. A cool filmmaker friend of mine was doing this thing. I was passing through the area. He's like, hey, stop by. I need a host. I'm like, cool. So I did that. That was fun. And yeah, I just kind of kept plugging along. And I did my first, like, I did some talks with my first big talk back into the world last year. I want to say last year, September, October. Mm-hmm. It's all kind of a blur sometimes, but it was in Nevada. So they flew me out. It was a super cool location, super cool event. Mind you, I was exhausted, not necessarily with the flight and everything, just with hustling and doing what I do in the field here and practicing, you know, my methods behind the scenes, that, and kind of coming out to the, you know, kind of coming out and speaking to the world again. It was exhausting for me. There's a video online somewhere, and you almost see it on my face, like the weight. Like, I'm like, given my stuff, but I'm so, I think there's moments where I'm just regurgitating like top level conversation to enthusiasts and folks that got it. But the audience was like dead silent. Like, they're asking questions on every other group.
Yeah.
And there's a large audience, and I'm, I said, if I had any question at the end, no one had questions. And then everyone just roared. I mean, it was a really a lot of clap, a lot of applause. So that was cool. And people came to my booth afterwards and go, hey, why don't you ask any questions? Yes. Questions on every other panel.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I didn't know, you know, I took it positive, but it was one of those, how do I take this? I'll take it positive. I choose. He says, it seemed like you knew all the answers, which I want to go straight out and say, no, that's not the case. I feel very plausible buildups, but always room for improvement. I'm confident and convicted in my practice and my work. And, you know, I do this for the large scheme of afterlife and ghost hunting in general. But by all means, you know, ask questions, challenge me type scenarios. Mm-hmm. But he really enjoyed my conversation. So that's cool to hear.
So when you did the speaking event late last year, what was the focus? What were some of the things that you talked about that obviously intrigued people to the point of, I don't have any questions, but I get it, because half the time when we're talking and I ask you a question, I know like this is going to be a long form question. So I get why it might be kind of difficult to do sometimes in a live setting. But tell me, I mean, what was the focus? What were you trying to communicate at that event last year?
Well, when I got there, I thought I had a little bit longer of a time, which is probably the best method to give me moments. But I had 15 minutes, and, you know, I respected that time block, which was fine. So I had a focus fire, and it was pretty much my build up that I started. I remember speaking with you, you know, last time we spoke, you were the first person that I kind of unlocked this new idea with. Before that, no one's really heard kind of my angle on that, and I've just sharpened it throughout the time frame.
Yeah.
And either got more convicted with one way or altered another way just to fit an overall narrative that makes sense with science and kind of the overall scheme of afterlife.
Why don't you refresh the audience on kind of what that angle is and what some of those points are?
Well, there's a study that I'm coining, throwing out there, called ECHO, Terrestrial Cosmic. I changed the name. It's Echo Terrestrial Cosmic Mechanics. It used to be called Echo. I'm getting the phrase wrong. It used to be called Echo Terrestrial Quantum Mechanics.
Yes.
And then
yes.
I changed it to Echo Cosmical Ether Mechanics.
Okay.
That's the name.
Okay. Yep. Even more fancy and would work good on the side of a bag of chips. New Doritos. Echo Cosmic, what is it?
Echo Cosmical, like think of the
Cosmical
the from Aladdin. Cosmical,
yes.
Something like that. But, and then it's Ether Mechanics instead of Quantum Mechanics.
New
and Ether,
okay.
They're cousins, you know. Quantum and Ether.
Okay.
Ether is kind of that dead man's zone for scientists.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the books don't like to go that way. Because of the fantastical, I guess, buildups that are very potential. But the thing I like, ether, and speaking further with some scientists, ether makes more sense to the world in general. I'm not going to say to ghost hunting or afterlife, to the world, because they, unlike quantum mechanics also has a name, quantum theory. They're really nice theory here, the string theory here. I mean, they're phenomenal theories. Hell, I might even be throwing out some theories, at least that people assume are complete, you know, good buildups, when I do have some science tied into a lot of what I speak about. Ether mechanics actually has some promising experiments that visualize the conversation that I'm trying to bring to the table. So that's what I like. That's the first time we're really digging into a quantum mechanic area and showing someone something, which rocks, you know, people's heads. It's a crazy zone.
Explain to us more about what Echo Cosmical Ether Mechanics is all about. What are the principles of it? How does it apply to the paranormal?
Thank you. Yeah, Tony. You know, I love the question, because there is a lot to the word. I just didn't make up a fancy word and say, hey, it sounds good.
It is a good Echo. One, though.
yeah, you know, I do dig it. It took me quite a while to really figure out what I'm talking about, because I know I'm not digging into this. It's not traditional ghost hunting. You know, I just don't want to call it, you know, it's afterlife research, but it's the reason of why ghosts. I want the mechanic behind it.
Sure.
And so that's what I've always looked for. So Echo is just that. We run into haunted locations that seemingly have an echo scenario where it's replaying the past and more of a haunting again scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So those are echoes. We seem to get a lot of echoes, whether they're disembodied voices, they're EVP, you know, other type of reads that are considered a phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
So Echo really displays the idea of the reverberate. The echo effect.
Okay.
Then a cosmical, of course. When I had a terrestrial, I was looking small. I mean, I was, you know, start small and work your way up. So terrestrial basically meant just Earth. You know, just things that complement what we're doing as a whole, as a community. Within our box, but then I realized it's a lot more out of the box, and even the whole buildup's really out of the box. So terrestrial, it makes a lot more sense terrestrial, and I'll give you an example. Prayer is about the best example you could think of, and you can call it meditation, call it good vibes, call it well wishes. Mm-hmm. I don't have an established religion that I follow. I follow data, try to, you know, bridge science the best I can. I don't want to use the word logic, because I have some discerning, you know, words sometimes, but, you know, I try to make things as grounded as possible. And prayer absolutely makes sense in the context. And, you know, even practicing in a couple experiments I was able to repeat, there's been impact, invisible impact, whatever the case may be. There seems to be a subatomic particle connectivity, almost like a giant telephone game. So whether you pray, you wish good vibes, you meditate, you do some form of meditation, it's all the same tomato, tomato. It's what vibes are you putting out there? And what conviction do you have behind those wiggles, those, you know, those connections? And it sends out the data, and it can be, again, terrestrial or not terrestrial. It can be, but cosmical. It's wide. It's everywhere. Everything's connected. So it depends on where you want to make that call. And explains UFO folks, you know, similar concept. They use similar devices we use, but I use it, I get ghosts, they use it, they get UFOs. They're calling. So the fascinating thing with that is, if you think about it in more of a, I don't know what term to put this out there, but I'll let someone listening choose what word they would like to utilize. Music. Music is a form of prayer, especially when you're singing in your head, you're vibing. You know, people say, they say music's my religion. You hear that often. Some people feel really good with some music. Well, guess what? You're putting that in your algorithm, you're shooting it out, and you're getting feedback. Things are happening in your world because it's music, because you're actually utilizing that music as a form of prayer or meditation. Same concept. It's just what avenue do you want to use? Mm-hmm. And that's, I guess, the cosmical aspect. And the last part, ether mechanics. To go to mechanics, the last word first. Again, I'm always looking at the mechanics of why something does something. And I feel that's what all researchers in the field, specifically ghost hunting and paranormal investigating, well, again, I go back to ghost hunting, should do. They should ask, you know, well, why is it doing that? Ether, again, the condition of ether that utilizes some experiments that I'll be pursuing in the future on a more progressive level. It produces these results that science said could never be done. And it's just super fascinating, terrifying to some people. And there are folks, this is a unique buildup, because I'm not only challenging people's mindsets, I'm breaking people's values, or potentially if they choose to.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Or visit thegravetalks.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.